How to navigate emotional numbness after rehab. Emotional numbness after rehab is something that catches a lot of people off guard. You did the work. You got through detox, sat through the therapy sessions, followed the program. And now that you are on the other side of it, you expect it to feel something. Relief, maybe, gratitude, even just happiness that you made it through. But instead, there is this strange flatness, like someone turned the volume down on everything. You are not sad exactly. You are not happy either. You are just kind of there. It is more common than you think, and it does not mean something went wrong with your treatment. Emotional numbness after rehab happens because your brain spent a long time running on substances that artificially controlled how you felt. Now that those substances are gone, your nervous system is recalibrating. It is learning how to produce and regulate emotions on its own again, and that process does not happen overnight. For some people, it takes weeks. For others, it stretches into months. The timeline is different for everyone, but the experience of feeling emotionally flat or disconnected is incredibly normal. Part of what makes this so disorienting is that nobody really prepares you for it. Recovery culture puts a lot of emphasis on feeling your feelings. You hear that phrase constantly. So when you get out and you cannot feel much of anything, it is easy to panic. You might wonder if you are broken. You might worry that you are not doing recovery right. Some people even start to miss the chaos of addiction because at least back then they felt something, even if it was terrible. That thought is scary, but it is honest. And it is worth talking about instead of pretending it does not happen. The first thing that helps is understanding what emotional numbness after rehab actually is. It is not depression, although it can look similar from the outside. Depression usually comes with a heaviness, a weight that pulls you down. Numbness feels more like absence, like there is a gap where your emotions used to be. Your brain is essentially in a protective mode. It spent so long being flooded with artificial highs and lows that it is being cautious about how much it lets through now. Think of it like a circuit breaker that tripped and is slowly resetting. One of the most practical things you can do is stay physically active, even when you do not feel like it. Exercise does not just help your body, it directly stimulates the production of neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin that your brain needs to start feeling things again. You do not need to push yourself into intense workouts. A daily walk, some yoga, swimming, anything that gets your body moving consistently will help. The key word is consistently. One workout will not flip a switch, but regular movement over time genuinely speeds up the emotional thawing process. Routine matters more than most people realize during this phase. When everything feels flat, having a predictable structure to your day gives your brain something to anchor to. Wake up at the same time. Eat meals at regular intervals. Build in small activities that used to bring you joy, even if they do not right now. The point is not to force happiness. The point is to keep showing up for the things that matter so that when your emotions do start coming back online, you have a life waiting for them. Creative outlets can be surprisingly effective when words are not cutting it. Sometimes, when you cannot name what you are feeling, you can express it in other ways. Drawing, playing music, writing without worrying about whether it is good, even cooking a meal from scratch. These activities engage parts of your brain that logic and conversation do not reach. They give your emotional system a low-pressure way to start warming back up. You are not trying to create a masterpiece. You are just giving yourself permission to feel something, even if it is small. Connection is another piece that people tend to pull away from when they are feeling numb. It makes sense. When you cannot access your emotions, being around other people can feel performative, like you are pretending to be present when you are really somewhere else entirely. But isolation makes the numbness worse. It reinforces the disconnection. Even if it feels awkward or forced at first, staying in contact with your support system, your therapist, your group, people who understand what you are going through keeps the door open. You do not have to perform emotions you do not have. Just being around people who get it is enough. There is also value in being honest with yourself about what is happening. Journaling can help with this, not as a forced exercise, but as a way to check in. Write down what happened during the day, not what you felt, because maybe you did not feel much. Just what happened. Over time, patterns emerge. You might notice that certain activities bring a flicker of something. That a conversation with a specific person left you feeling slightly lighter. Those flickers matter. They are your emotional system rebooting, and paying attention to them helps the process along. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, emotional dysregulation during recovery is a well-documented part of the healing process and typically improves as the brain continues to restore its natural chemical balance. That is worth holding on to when the flatness feels permanent. It is not permanent, it is a phase. A frustrating, confusing, sometimes lonely phase, but a phase nonetheless. Here is the thing that matters most. Emotional numbness after rehab is not a sign of failure. It is actually a sign that your brain is healing. The substances used to do all the emotional heavy lifting, and now your brain is rebuilding its ability to do that job on its own. That rebuilding takes time and patience. Some days will feel like nothing is changing, and then one morning you will laugh at something stupid and realize it is the first real laugh you have had in weeks. Those moments will come. They will come more often, and eventually the flatness gives way to a fullness that is actually yours, not manufactured by a substance. You made it through rehab. That was the hard part. What comes next is not always comfortable, but it is real, and real is worth sticking around for.